All right, Rockets, they're back at it. Had a well-deserved night off. And I believe you guys end up doing like a little Rockets post game, don't you?
Every night? So every night after the Rockets game, we do an H-Town post game where we recap the game, break down what happened and all that good stuff. We also have Adam Spolane too. Just depends on if he's available or not, but yeah.
So every night, the little H-Town post game show. So make sure you're doing that when you're listening to Area 45 Live and Local 6 to 10 every night after us. The story has been Amen Thompson. I said it earlier this week. Feels like in the last month he's grown in like dog years in terms of his play and his game, and you can really start to see it. And obviously this isn't the case right now, but you can see to me, and maybe others have other opinions, but to me, of all the players, it looks like he is the closest one to me that could be a one or a two. And I mean one or two on a championship contending caliber team. And still with that, as we talked to B. Scott yesterday, Clint, it's still hard when you look at his skill set to kind of compare that to. Right? You look at his skill, like, you know, if you look at Şengün, you'd say, all right, what's the skill set? Well, I mean, he looks like a poor man's Jokic. And that's what you would look at and say, that would be it. I don't think he can be that, but you would look at his game and you could see it. Amen Thompson's game is just not typically what you see out of a one or a two. Now, his impact to the game is very much like that. What he does defensively, his ability to pass, his size at 6'7", and he is now finding his spots more and understanding what he's good at, and obviously his game has grown and gotten better. But what players? I see somebody texting in Russell Westbrook, a bigger Russell Westbrook. Well, I don't know. We'll see. That's not a bad one. Someone said a young T-Mac, Tracy McGrady. I don't see that. I don't see that at all. But if we look at this, the last 5 years, Clint, guys that have been in the finals, teams that have been in the finals and their best players. And last year, Tatum or Brown, whoever you thought was the best player against the Mavs, and that's Luka. Before that, it was Jokic against Jimmy Butler. Before that, it was Steph Curry and Tatum. Those were the best players. Before that, it was Giannis, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, whichever way you go there. And then the Lakers, LeBron, and Jimmy Butler again. Like over the last 5 years, those have been the best players on teams that have been in the finals. And someone texted in, yes, the Scottie Pippen, that you could see that. But is he close to any of those guys? To me, the closest one is Jimmy Butler. But I don't know. I don't know if that is his game. Jimmy's a great defender. He's a better passer, more of a passer, facilitator than Jimmy. I don't know if he's as good of a shooter or if he will grow to be that. That's probably the closest one on the list. But that's the weird thing. It's just his skill set, Clint, it's not really much of reminding you of players that you think are ones.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Before we ever had this conversation, I'm sticking to my guns, too. I know y'all disagree, but I'm sticking to my damn guns. Like, any of these guys, clearly, Amen Thompson's got some development, some maturity, and some improvement to get to any level of any of these guys, no matter who you pick. To me, it's Brown. Like, I was thinking this before.
Right, for the Celtics, Brown.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, I'm thinking, who could this guy be? And now a lot of that has to do with M.A. Doka letting him bring the ball up the floor and you know, do some different things. And so it's going to be somebody that, you know, is that 6'6", 6'7", a bigger bodied guy that can play defense. Now, I'll be honest, as you know, Ron, you know, I've talked about it. As a casual basketball fan, I've never looked at Brown and thought, man, this dude is a you know, a break the bank, back up the Brinks truck.
Until he won the MVP last year.
There's moments. Don't get me wrong. He's clearly a great player. I've never watched him and just been like, boy, this guy is top of the top. And again, back the Brinks truck up. I think he's obviously a top player in the league. He's very good. There's several players that I would personally put above him. But I think Amen Thompson, to me, when I watch their games, the little I've watched Brown, I think there's a chance he could be in that cut.
Jaylen Brown. I want to see if he grows as the shooter. I think and I wonder if he'll get that big to the size that Jaylen's
got 20 pounds on him right now. There's no doubt.
Yeah, if he can play in that game that big. I think he's a better defender than Jaylen Brown is now. And can do more and can guard more. The offensive game, I wonder if he can get, like, that's the other artist. We don't know what kind of shooter he'll turn into. I don't look at that from the text line. Oh, I love it when it starts with this. Y'all need to do your homework on the Rockets basketball. Min Thompson has been amazing all year. He has it. The national media is just picking up on it. He can never be a one, or he can never be a two. He can't shoot. He can only be a one or a three. We don't mean within an offense. We don't mean point guard, shooting guard.
Not the position.
No, we mean like a number one, like a LeBron on a team, a Steph Curry on a team, a Giannis, a Jokic. That's why we just went through these players.
Good job. You hit four different positions. Give me a true point guard?
Steph,
and did you? Yeah. Okay, well, you give me a shooter too now. You can't put Steph in that category. I know you can, but
I look at it right here. I mean, Booker was a two.
Okay, there you go. Like, I was wanting you to hit. Give me five. I just wanted one of these positions. I see how good you are.
I mean, my man right here with the. I love that. What do you think we do? Just sit on our asses and just nothing. This man right here on the other side of glass does an H-down post game every night. Y'all should watch more Rockets basketball. Hey, this ain't no reason to get contentious.
You're on Jimmy Butler too?
Nah, I can see the Jimmy Butler, but I think he's a better passer than Jimmy, and I want to say probably right now a better defender than Jimmy. Maybe during Jimmy Butler's younger
just
years,
because
maybe
of
now
what he can do. He can do more.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Overall, rebound, pass. I mean, get to his spots. I mean, just defend 1 through 5. All that stuff. I mean, it's just he's just unbelievable.
We
man.
Talked about this a little bit with Brandon, and he brought up one, Chris, that I thought was interesting, and people are saying it here on the text line. Lopez apparently said it according to the text line too, and that is Kawhi.
Yo, somebody brought that up yesterday.
Kawhi again. We'll see what kind of size. Like, it's just hard when you look at. Like, that's the thing. When you look at Kawhi and Brown, you're like, the size, man. He just looks thinner. But who knows? I mean, he's really, really young. He could put on weight and get stronger. But Kawhi couldn't. When he came out of San Diego,
he couldn't shoot, right?
He couldn't shoot. No, he was broke. And really, he is. I still don't know his jump shot. I still don't know how that some of that goes in with them big-ass hands he's got.
Well, the thing is, he developed his mid-range.
And that's the thing. And we're starting to see that from men.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I think that one's a good one, and he was definitely someone who could defend everything, but centers. Like he was a great defender, because that's what he was early. Whenever he won that first MVP against the Heat, it was more of his defense.
Yeah, I mean, we saw a video of LeBron like looking back at the at whenever he was checking in. He was just like, "Oh man, like he's checking in."
That's unnecessary. And
he can't admit it.
It's just it was. First,
Chris,
it was not
I wish you did that on.
We're
purpose.
Talking about Kawhi Leonard and you, and now you're gonna make he's checking in like he was scared of Kawhi. Like it was completely unnecessary.
But you, I'm a LeBron fan, so don't take it personal.
I
wish Chris did that on purpose. I'd think more of you.
Taller. Someone said taller Westbrook. I don't know.
See, to me, there's more. Even Kawhi, like there's a more calculated game to Kawhi. And maybe that's because he's older and more mature and more developed. Like, Thompson strikes me as a guy that's going to be more like Russ and just balls to the wall all the time. That's like his brand.
I don't know.
Maybe
I don't get just like up and down crazy. There's like he's young, but there's some level of patience that he has that I think earlier than he did. The Russ thing is, it's harder when you say a taller Russ because like a men's great trait right now is his defense and his ability to guard several different positions. And when you say a taller Russ, well, hell, that's getting from 6'3 to 6'7, right? Like, that's completely changing who the player is. I do think if he grabs that patience that maybe Kawhi plays with, I think the first one you named, Jaylen Brown, kind of has learned that patience too. I mean, yeah, like, he was breakneck. I mean, Russ, him and Derrick Rose, they were just up and down. I don't get that.
I mean, those are two of the best athletes I've ever watched, and like, exist
a good
in
one,
any sport.
A good one. Someone saying he's what Ben Simmons was supposed to be.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, hell, Amin attempts threes, so it's hard for me to even.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, that man went high school, college, NBA. Now, granted, he only played 1 year in college, but he went, like, his first 5 years in the NBA, he had only taken 2 threes in that time period.
Well, yeah, I remember
of
that
high
stat.
School,
yeah.
College, and the NBA. He's a guard. I think he took 1 3 at LSU, and I think it was the time was running out, and he had to waste it up. Nah, I gotta give my man a bit more respect than that.